Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
We've been telling you guys about Blue Chew for years, and we ain't stopping anytime soon. That confidence, that performance, that edge that you're going to get in the bedroom and mentally when you check out BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. First shipment free. Yes, shipment. That's because you don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy, have any awkward conversations with doctors, your question online, and if approved, this ships straight to your door. It excludes all the awkwardness. Now listen, so will that confidence. That's going to get rid of a lot of that awkwardness as well. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You know it's going to work. They know it's going to work. And that's why they're willing to give you that first shipment free at BlueChew.com when you use that code FIGHTFUL. Take control. Handle your business. BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL.
Oh, we're about to handle some business here on a Thursday night. We stand on business here on the Collision Post Show here on the FIGHTFUL YouTube channel. Special Thursday night edition. Rick Uccino and Iridian Fierro back with you guys. I missed everybody. I feel like it's been 10 weeks since I've been able to come in here and work a show. But you know what? When Collision is constantly bouncing all over the place and the radio station I work at is shorthanded, Iridian, I you know... schedules and things are correct. Life just gets in the way, but I'm happy to be here with you on a Thursday night.
I am also happy to be here with you. It feels like we haven't chatted in so long. Like Collision has been back and forth on Thursdays and Saturdays, and then we've been here and we've been there. Honestly, it's been Kyle.
This whole night has been Kyle, and shout out to the crowd in Washington who absolutely got the assignment for the main event. We got Chad 722 sending in a super chat saying shout out to Kyle. Shout out to everybody named Kyle tonight. Really appreciate that. Get your super chats in, by the way. Get your humper chats in. It's the guaranteed way to get your comment read on the show tonight. Seeing a lot of Kyle talk in the chat. A lot of Kyle talk. Just Ricardo with another super chat. The Ameristralian Kyle Kyleson. That was a tongue twister. Not even going to try to say that one again. The gang's not all back. The gang's not all back. But that's why three of us were hired to do this show. Because Sean Rossap, in his infinite wisdom, had the foresight to know that this show was going to be a cluster as far as scheduling was concerned. And so, hey, this is why we free bird this show. All right? This is a free bird rule. Hopefully, you know, you get myself, Iridian, Cresta, a combination of the three of us, and if not, SP3's here because you know that man is just the ultimate substitute teacher. So we appreciate him joining in on the conversation. Iridian, I thought we had a pretty good show overall tonight. What'd you think?
Really, really great show, especially with the time change. I think even though it's on Thursdays, they still keep up that like Saturday spunk that we usually get. So being on a Thursday tonight didn't make me feel like we weren't watching it on a Saturday night. I thought it was a pretty, pretty good show. And that main event, the crowd was the third person in that main event, right? Like they were so, so good.
You were all Kyle in that main event.
So creative with what they were chanting. I had to write some of the things down, but I know we'll get to it later. But it was a really, really great show overall tonight. What did you think?
I did enjoy this show. And it's always a weird feeling because, you know, especially for like the tape shows, yeah. I'm always like, all right, so I kind of have a gauge of what happens because part of my job is to, you know, look at things ahead of the time, right? Ahead of time. And, you know, so I'm like, okay, looks like a pretty decent show. And, you know, not taking that element out of surprise out of it, I was wondering, am I going to enjoy this one as much as I would for a live show? And I did. I thought the action was really, really good. We had a great opening promo, I thought, tonight. Christian Cage and Nick Wayne, a good tag team match with Big Bill and Brian Keith. I thought Brody King and Templario had a great tag team bout, even though they've never teamed together, neither has Hechicero or Rocky Romero. So I was really impressed there. The promo exchanges between Timeless Tony and Mercedes Moné. I am so ready for All in Texas and that matchup. That match is just going to absolutely be a spectacle. TNT title match tonight. There's a lot that we need to dive into. So let's just hop right in there and do that. Again, guys, get your super chats in, get your humper chats in. And Drucifer, I'm not specifically wearing it for the new stadium deal. Although I did spend several hours covering that for the radio station I work at this morning. So I'm exhausted. I'm fried dealing with numbers and county speak and legalese and all that stuff. So I'm happy to be talking about some freaking wrestling. And we started off with a promo exchange tonight. Turbo Floyd, Truth Magnum. These two guys are going to be going face to face with FTR on Wednesday at the AEW 300 show. Hard to believe we're at 300 already.
Oh. By the way,
hard to believe we're already at 100.
When they mentioned that at the end of the show, they were like, oh, next week, Collision 100. I was like, 100 episodes? We've been here that long? That's crazy.
Like I said, probably I've been here for maybe 55 of those, but I digress. Yeah, 100. We've been here since day one. Day one. It's amazing where this show started. Mm-hmm. Remember big CM Punk's launch off party and where we are now. A lot has changed over 100.
I remember the moment where Sean tweeted all of our faces and was like, hey, here's the recap crew for Collision. Yeah. What a time.
What a time to be alive. I did like this fiery promo exchange to open up the show. Dax and Cash calling the Outrunners pretty much a joke of a tag team who blew their one shot at winning the AEW tag team titles, which was the loss to the Hurt Syndicate at AEW Revolution earlier this year. They said that they claim that they're jealous of FTR because they'll never be as good as them. There's the Outrunner ceiling, and then there's the FTR ceiling. Outrunners get on the mic, and you know, hey, look, they say they like to have fun. But the audience has never given up on them. Washington gave them a great reaction for that. They said only FTR has given up on them. They were put on this planet to wrestle. Now they've been put on this planet to whoop some FTR ass, and they're going to do that on Wednesday. What'd you think of this one?
I believe it. I believe what the Outrunner said. I really liked the interaction between these two. I think FTR saying that, you know, you guys have a ceiling and you're mad because you realize that we don't. I was like, man, that really like hurt my feelings.
Harsh.
Really harsh stuff, man. And you know how I feel about FTR. I love their shirts, hate FTR. But man, I'm very invested in this match. I think that the Outrunners might pick up that win. I think they really have something to prove. And it wouldn't hurt FTR to take the L. It really wouldn't, I don't think, at least. But top way to start the show. I think the crowd was really, really behind the Outrunners. I know we're behind the Outrunners. We absolutely love them. We think they're phenomenal. But they really showed up on the mic tonight.
Yeah, we got the other Mike YV saying, I was shocked at how good the Outrunners were on the mic. I think this was a really important promo exchange for the Outrunners because, you know, when you're looking at the context of this argument that FTR is making, they're calling him a joke and unserious and this, that, and the other thing, being able to show this side of the Outrunners that they can pull off a legitimately serious promo and be kind of like that New Day-esque tag team where, yeah, they like to have fun, but when it's time to get down to business, it's all business. It was nice to see them kind of show off this serious side of them, and they pulled it off really well. I will say one thing about the Outrunners, and maybe I'm in the minority on this one. I really miss their old theme.
Oh, of course.
I think their old theme was an absolute bop. It was a banger, man. It got me so dang excited. Like, reminded me of like a 1980s jazzercise, like, you know, type routine thing. And now this new one comes out and I'm just like, doesn't hit the same, man.
Yeah, they need to bring back that old theme when they beat FTR. Like, you're going to be like, oh, wow, like, this is the true Outrunners. This is the core. We did it by going back to who we were from the start. Like, I think that would be great.
I mean, hey, if we can get Mina's theme back in all of about 18 minutes, I think we should. If we raise enough stink, maybe Tony Khan will bring back the original Outrunners theme.
We need to start tweeting.
Yes. I'll tweet at him. Yeah, I don't care.
At Tony Khan.
I will at Tony Khan. Look, everybody else on the internet at Tony Khan. Why can't I at Tony Khan? We had Christian Cage and Nick Wayne going up against Big Bill and Brian Keith. This was set up by last week's absolutely savage promo exchange between Christian Cage and Big Bill. Christian continues to be one of the most just, I know I already use this word, but just savage promos of the business. We'll get to what he talked about with MVP here in a minute. But the numbers game played the factor in this one, Iridian. We had Kip Sabian take a bullet in the worst way possible. Opened up the door, though, for Christian to throw Big Bill into the ring post. Mama Wayne then kept the ref from counting to three after Nick Wayne had been powerbombed by the Bad Apple. Keith went back to the well one more time. Ended up eating a spear by Christian, which that was a gnarly bump that Nick Wayne ended up taking off of that. He still is able to pop up and drop Brian Keith with a kick to the temple, and that was the old ball game. What did you think about this tag team bout?
It was exactly what I thought it was going to be. A lot of shenanigans from Christian and his crew. I wasn't upset because I guess I saw it coming, but then at the same time, I was like, come on, guys. Like, Nick Wayne is a champion right now. Like, you can let him do some stuff by himself, him and Christian just alone. But it's going to be what it's going to be, and it's always going to be shenanigans. Let's talk about what happened after the match, because I think that was what was intriguing in that promo. That was crazy.
Yeah, so Christian Cage is hellbent on getting the tag team championships around the waist of himself and Nick Wayne. I want to be the first father-son duo, right?
So,
yeah, father-son duo to win the tag team titles. In AEW, of course, it has already happened in some other companies. But so we get this contentious exchange backstage between the entire patriarchy and MVP. MVP comes in, says, hey, look, I have respect for Nick Wayne. You are a champion. But at the end of the day, you're just a kid. And as great as Christian Cage is, Christian Cage and Nick Wayne going up against the Hurt Syndicate, y'all are going to get destroyed. And I'm paraphrasing here for Christian, because if anybody has a good clap back ready to go, locked and loaded in the chamber to deliver a swift headshot, it's Christian Cage. And he says if he's learned one thing, it's never believe a criminal, especially one who is bad enough to get caught, and especially one who is an even worse manager than they were a criminal. He thinks MVP is trying to talk himself into believing that the Hurt Syndicate can beat the patriarchy. And Christian Cage said, if they want the tag team titles, they are as good as theirs. God dang, this man, no filter, does not give a single F.
Absolutely. I audibly gasped when he said that he was a better criminal than he was a manager. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. If Christian is going to do one thing, it's offend you. Okay. Like, no matter who he's having a conversation with, he's going to throw a little dig in there. I honestly think this was like more of a slap in the face than it was a dig. But I'm thinking like, what is even going to happen? Because MVP is very like, don't even think about the Hurt Syndicate. Don't even think about coming towards us. You know, Nick, you got talent, but you and Christian, it's just not vibing. I honestly thought he was like ready to recruit Nick. I was like, oh, I don't know how MJF is going to feel about this. But, you know, clearly he's got his eye on Nick Wayne. For what? I don't know. But the Hurt Syndicate match, that's going to be crazy. So bad for Nick Wayne and Christian.
Like, it's... I don't know when it's going to, like, I'm wondering what the direction is for the tag team division right now, because we saw on Dynamite this week that Jetstream, who has been a very fast rising team in the tag team division, they got their sights set on the Hurt Syndicate, but they got absolutely obliterated on the stage, and MVP already promised them a match, assuming that they could walk, mm-hmm. right? So you got the Jetstream there. You've got FTR and the Outrunners. Whoever wins this coming Wednesday may have a claim to a tag team title match. And now you have Nick Wayne and Christian Cage. And then there's these reports that Christian Cage wants to wrap up everything with the Patriarchy first and really flesh out this story before we get to Christian and Adam Copeland. And that was a story from Sean Rossap on Fightful Select, best $6 in the business. So make sure you guys subscribe to that. So it's very interesting how this is all going to come together. If you had your druthers, though, if you had to pick one team to go up against the Hurt Syndicate, you got Outrunners, you got FTR, you got Jetstream, you got the Patriarchy. It's nice to have those options. Which direction are you leaning, though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's going to be tough, right? Because they're really building up the teams as we speak. So who would be a proper one to kind of build up to go against the Hurt Syndicate? Because the way that they have been operating, it's like they're unstoppable. So who realistically would we see getting those titles off of those guys? And I don't see anybody right now.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's beating the Hurt Syndicate. Maybe you build up, unless it's like a multi-man match, in which case I could see, you know, Jetstream beating like a Nick Wayne or somebody in that match, just take the titles off of them. And my whole thought process is just, you know, thinking out loud here, because Sean's report, right? Sean reported a while back that the working plan was for Cope and Christian to go up against FTR at All In. That was the whole point for the heel turn. And Christian, for FTR, Christian wants to flesh everything out with the Patriarchy.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
So now I'm wondering, do you end up booking a multi-man match and you have, you know, Cope get involved with FTR to cost them that matchup at All In, and that's how you bring him back. And with Christian involved in that match, you can kind of start working them back together and kind of meld these storylines together. I'm just spitballing here. It's going to be very interesting to see what ultimately ends up getting booked and what direction they go and how they get Copeland back into the mix, because he was, again, according to Sean, already supposed to be back by now.
Man, that would have been great to see him at All In. We might push it to All Out now. Who knows? But I would not hate that if he comes back and joins Christian. Like, that's what we wanted, right? We wanted to see them back in some kind of form, no matter what it be, against each other, which we've seen, and to be a tag team together. That would be a great way to end both of their careers, I think, as tag team champs.
Yeah. By the way, guys, I know it's jet speed. I know it's jet speed.
It's been a long day. Okay.
I've been up since 3 a.m. All right. Know what I mean, not what I say.
Yes.
I misspeak all the time, especially for a guy who talks for a living. It's, you know,
there's a lot of Kyle going around. It was definitely Kyle, all the Kyle tonight.
But thank you, guys. Yes, I will try to say jet speed.
Jet speed.
Not jet stream. I know. We had Brody King and Templario against Hechicero and Rocky Romero. I thought this was a really, really fun tag team bout.
Yeah.
I don't have a whole lot of notes on this one. I was just really impressed with the chemistry of both of these teams, considering neither one of them has, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody just called me Tony Schiavone in the chat.
Oh, no.
That's funny. Damn you, O'Ryan. Damn you. All right. Anyway, but considering that neither of these teams have tagged before, You know, I thought it was really impressive how they were able to work together. There was no awkwardness. I thought there were some really, really cool spots in this one. Brody ends up picking up the win for his team with the Gonzo Bomb. So another win for Big Brody.
Yeah.
I feel like he's kind of stuck in limbo right now with Buddy on the sidelines, which sucks. But, hey, I'm not going to complain about him putting on a banger match and getting a win.
Yeah, no, shout outs to him. He's been doing some really good stuff lately. And this match, I think, was one of the highlights of the night. I felt like you said, their chemistry in both teams was really impressive. Considering they haven't teamed up before, I was very shocked. But Rocky being so eager to fight Brody in the beginning, that took me out. And then Rocky getting his chest right into Brody's, his face into Brody's chest. That was hilarious. Really, really great spots. I think there was a spot where Brody just did a senton on top of Rocky and Hechicero. And I was like, gravity did all the work on that one. Like, took him out. Like, and I'm not talking about the wrestler. Like, that man hit them hard. But yeah, it's like, just because Buddy's injured, I feel like you could give that man some singles matches, you know? You could get him into the singles picture. You don't have to wait for his tag team partner to come back to really start pushing him. And I'm not saying that that's what they're doing, because they are giving him these matches. But I feel like, come on, like, we got to start building something up here.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I'd love to see him in going after like a singles title, but I'm sitting here and I'm like, all right, well, which one?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Which one do you go after, right? Because you already got the... You got the international and the continental that are being combined, and we're getting
unified,
that. Yeah, the unified championship with Kazuchika Okada and Kenny Omega. Mm-hmm. And then Adam Cole's got the TNT title, but he's also kind of mixing it up with the Don Callis family. So it's almost like he is kind of stuck in limbo, because you have, you know, this long line of talent that are working with these other titles right now. Although you could put, you're not going to put him in the main title picture.
And right? I was going to say, and you don't want to add another title into the picture. Like, that's just too complicated. Yeah,
but
unless you have him do like a Ring of Honor and you get that title off of Nick Wayne, I could see him being like a Ring of Honor TV champion. But then you just gave that championship to Nick. So do we want Brody out of AEW and then now just Ring of Honor? Like, I don't want that either.
Yeah. You know what, though? Now that you say that, watching Nick Wayne go up against Brody King,
that would be crazy.
Man, R.I.P. I saw people talking about Nick's tombstone earlier in the chat. Oof, that would be rough. That would be a rough one for young Master Wayne.
Yeah.
We had Mercedes Moné in a pre-recorded promo backstage. We see her smashing some of Timeless Toni Storm's old movies. Mm-hmm. She calls her a mark, like all the fans watching at home, and then said, you know, through all of the phony facade that she portrays, she was right about one thing. She's not just some mother effer. She's that effer that's going to get effed at All In.
That's crazy.
Just dropping bombs left and right. This woman had pictures of Toni Storm on the bottom of her shoes.
That was iconic. Oh my God. I don't think I've ever seen that anywhere. I loved that.
She says she walked all over her on Dynamite. She's going to walk all over her all the way up to All In. This, for me, might have been my favorite Mercedes Moné promo, period. End of story. Like, I think she has found her voice. I know there are, you know, look, you... There are detractors out there who want to take away from her in-ring work. I don't think you sound serious when you try to make something like that. Her character work sometimes has not been my cup of tea. This, for me, was flawless. I love this tonight.
Yeah, you know, people will feel how they want to feel about Mercedes. And same thing with Toni. Like, I feel like you either love them or you hate them. There's like maybe no in between with them. But these promos that the women cut tonight, and we were talking a little bit before we started to record. But I think Toni, because she really knows who she is, and same thing with Mercedes, they are really just able to put that and like mesh it together into like what this fight will be. Whether that's like you mentioned, like Mercedes kind of stepping it up in like the way that Tony says things, you know, the way that she plays on little things, and Tony maybe coming down to be like a little bit more serious and tough about like what's actually going to happen. These promos were phenomenal tonight. I think the little details of like, even Tony telling Mina, like, all right, just leave her alive because I want to finish her off. Like, right. Things like that. I was like, oh my God, like, it was so good.
Yeah. I was so curious how this rivalry was going to work because they do kind of have like this water oil mixture of their characters and their personas, but they really have both kind of stepped into each other's realm where, you know, Mercedes is willing to get a little dirty with Tony, for lack of a better way of saying that. And Tony is really ready to just line up and throw fists with Mercedes. And I think it works for both of them. And I loved what they have set up for Wednesday, because on Wednesday, Dynamite 300, Mercedes is going to be defending her TBS championship against Mina Shirakawa. Mina Shirakawa, very confident she's going to be able to beat six belts Monet and refer her down to five belts Monet. I don't see that happening. Same. But I love Mina, right? But I think this really could get personal based off of what we saw Mina ask Tony. She said, look, no matter what happens, right? No matter what happens, do not get involved in this TBS title match next week on Wednesday. And that's when you said, all right, fine. The love of my life, go do what you are going to do, but leave Mercedes alive for me because I want to finish her off. And I'm just sitting here going, when I hear somebody say, whatever happens, don't get involved, I immediately am going to Rocky IV, right? I'm like, this woman's going to get Apollo Creed. Just if she dies, she dies in the middle of the ring on Wednesday. And it's going to leave Tony to do some kind of like Rocky-esque montage to get ready for this. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm envisioning in my mind. I do not feel good for Mina on Wednesday.
Absolutely not. I think she might look good in like the first half of that match. And that match is going to be a banger, right? No matter what happens. But this is not going to end well. This is not going to end well. And I think Mercedes might have something up her sleeve, because I know she's not going to let herself be unguarded right before a pay-per-view. What did they say? I think we were like 16 days away or something from the actual show. So we're literally right there.
It is coming up quick. We had another super chat. I want to make sure I get into this from Jess Ricardo. TK, make Brody our Ring of Honor champion and I'll resubscribe.
Please, no, we can't have that. I'm telling you, I don't watch Ring of Honor. You can't take away Brody like that. Mm. But that's a great championship that he could hold. Like,
for sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. And yes, by the way, I see everybody saying MJF did show up at MLW tonight and attacked Mystico.
The disrespect. How dare he? Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Going right back at him. Guy's saying that man's going to get jumped in the Casino Gauntlet match. Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
We shall see. We had Megan Bain versus Vert Vixen. Always nice to see Vert back on TV. She got a nice little pop from the Washington crowd. Got a little bit of offense in.
Yeah.
But this was, unfortunately for Vert, I would like to see her get more of a showcase because I do think she is really great. But this was a showcase for Megan Bain and her unbelievable strength and power, and she has just got this unbelievable presence in the ring. She picks up a pretty quick win with Fate's Descent. It is what it is. I don't have a whole lot to say on it because it's a squash match.
Well, Megan came out and I wrote 5 stars. Heard her music, saw Penelope, 5 stars. That's all I needed to see. And then they mentioned that she was like 8-0 undefeated on Collision, and I was like, oh well, it's gonna be 9-0 now. There's just no way, you know, the camera pans into the ring. The opponent's already in there. We know what's happening. But I'm glad that Vert was able to, she got a pop. The crowd was really, really behind her. And it reminded me of when Sky Blue would have her shows in Chicago, that Chicago just really loved her. So she would get that pop. Yeah. And it's the same thing that happened with Vert. I was like, oh, okay. Like, she's so loved right there. They were even chanting Defy, which I believe is the company that she also wrestles for. Is that the local promotion there? could be, I don't know, somebody correct me.
Sorry, I was reading the chat while you're talking. What, which one did you say? I'm sorry.
Defy.
Well, Defy's in Washington, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So that, yeah, that was making sense. But I was glad that she was getting chance. When Megan picked up the win, I was like, all right, now what are we doing? Like, is Taya Valkyrie going to come out? Like, is that the next match? Like, that's the match that I want to see, right? Like, I just want to see something with that. And same thing with Deonna. I was like, where's Deonna? Is Deonna going to come out? Put him in the gauntlet match. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I feel like that's what they, and that's what we saw later on in the night, right? Because we had Queen Aminata go up against Sky Blue, which I thought was a really, really good matchup tonight as well. We can kind of bounce around here a little bit. We could talk about that. Queen picks up the win there by, you know, kicking Sky's head off, you know, off of their head. I love that call from Nigel on commentary. And this was despite Julia Hart's presence at ringside.
Crazy.
Yeah, felt throughout the entire match. Afterwards, though, we get Hart and Tekla shows up surrounding Queen Aminata. That allows Sky Blue to attack from behind. Then we get TJ coming down, and they are piped up. They got pipes. They got 2x4s. They are ready to get freaky. All right. They are ready to throw down and whoop some ass, and they chase everybody out. Then we get Megan Bain and Penelope Ford coming down. Then we start getting talked about the gauntlet match, and I'm just like, okay, I see where this is going now, right? And I think it really is, you know, this was a nice, I hate to keep using this word, but this was a nice showcase, right, for where the women's division is at right now with all of the not even up and coming talent, because some of these ladies have been around for a while, but just, you know, hey, yeah, we got Tony. Yeah, we got Mercedes. Yes, we have Willow and Chris Statlander and Athena, but we also have all of these other women. And hey, our division is just as good. We'll put them up against anybody else, anybody else's women's division that you have right now. And it really makes me get excited for this casino gauntlet match. And yeah, it also has me going, where the hell are our women's tag team title matches? Because the tag team title belts, because their division.
Now is the time.
Way more, they actually have a division as opposed to the other company that actually has the titles.
Now is the absolute time to do that. And I want to say that the OG holders of those first of those titles should be TJ. Like, they were so iconic together, really formed together in AEW. And of course,
you have 5 new messages. Hey Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
It's like you would have some great competition in Sky and Julia. Like the House of Heart that we've wanted to have for so long. Like that's your team right there. If you're not doing anything with Julia, like give her and Sky that push. I think they would really, really be over. And again, you got Taya Valkyrie, you have Penelope, you have Megan Bain. Like these are all women who in any type of variety, they put on a show. And even Mina and Tony, like that works. You have so many possibilities. I think an addition of the women's tag team titles would be fantastic. And hear me out on this. And I was talking about the women, but also we have a lot of couples in AEW and I love a mixed tag moment. Okay. I think that they could play off of something like WWE did where they had the mixed tag team matches on Facebook or YouTube or whatever. Then you have so many couples. You can have Sammy, you can have Tay, bring back Joey Janela. And now she's Megan's there. Like have them fight. You have Sky and Kyle.
Yep.
So many options. Like I think that would work. Take that idea, Tony. There you go. Free 99.
We got to be careful talking about more championships and stuff like that, because you know how people get. They get feisty. But you're taking away one belt, one singles belt. Look, I'm looking at these groupings, and I'm sitting here and I'm going, okay, well, we got Julia, Tekla, and Sky Blue. That's a trio. You got TJ, but what happens when Harley Cameron comes back? Oh, wait, well, that's a trio there. Like, so yeah, I'm just.
That makes sense. I love that there's variety. I love that there's possibilities with them. And I'm glad that we got to see a lot of women tonight. You know, yes. It's something that I love about NXT. When I watch NXT, there's a lot of women. And I'm like, yes, we need more of that. 10 out of 10 for tonight.
Yes. And heck, you don't even have to do couples, right? Because you could do, you know, you could do Wheeler Yuta and Marina.
Literally, So many options.
There's options. Yes. Oh, and by the way, I saw the chat lighting up because we're talking about all these women. We got an Alex Windsor vignette for tonight.
Also, okay, again, mixed tag team. You got Will Ospreay right there. Let's go.
The happy That's couple. Another couple. Yes, absolutely. Could do that one as well. I'm looking forward to Alex getting some TV time for sure. Anthony Bowens is going to be entering the Casino Gauntlet qualifier next week on Dynamite 300. That man should win that match.
Yeah, right? I think, like, Anthony, the way that he's been not only, like, being pushed, but, like, advertising himself in and out of AEW has just been fantastic. That guy represents a brand. Absolutely understands the business. Like, put a belt on him. What are we doing? Like, we've been waiting since he kind of separated from Max Caster to see him kind of like go towards something bigger. And I think he's like still in the middle from when he left, which is fine. But like, we got to start seeing something going on with him, right?
Right. Like, I was expecting kind of like a slow but steady ascend as a singles competitor, right? And it hasn't been that because he immediately gets in the ring with some top level names and he starts taking losses. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right. So it's like one step forward, two steps back kind of a thing. So I'd like to see him at least get an opportunity to take place in a big match. I'm willing to start small, right? Yeah. I'm willing to start small, but since the Acclaimed split, it has been such a slow burn for both of them. And I'm like, okay, what's the end game? I'm trying desperately to be patient on this.
Yeah, because if this point, if you're not going to do anything with them, just put them back together. Just put them back together at this point. Let's go.
It's been 6 months and we've already broken Iridian. She's like, get the Acclaim back together. The tag team division needs them.
Just put them back together at this point. Put the belts back on them. Let's everybody scissor. Everybody at this point.
Man, I can all somewhere, somehow, somewhere just now, Cresta's eye twitched and she has no idea why. Or not, just no idea why. She's
I'm going to text her later. I'm like, did your eye twitch an hour ago?
She's freaking out. Like, she's just like sniffing, like something's burning in the air.
Somebody check the TNA live stream to see if she's glitching.
Make sure to get your super chats in, guys. Make sure to get your humper chats in. As well, guaranteed way to get your comment read on the air before we get off of the air. I promise I will read every single one of them. We also, I said super chats and humper chats. Those are the only ones, right? Humper chats,
yeah.
Can you tell it's been a while since I've done one of these shows? I felt like I needed to plug something else.
Rick is a pro. Absolutely. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm getting back into the saddle here. We had Adam Cole defend his TNT championship against Josh Alexander. I thought this was a very strong title defense for him. Good clash of styles. Adam Cole utilizing his striking offense to pick up the win over the bigger Alexander. Another good in-ring performance for Josh Alexander, but he's also struggling to pick up some wins since coming over to AEW. This is a guy who was a hot free agent, former Impact World two-time Impact TNA, you know, world champion. He's come over to AEW. He's put on good matches. Not getting a lot of wins already. And are you surprised by that?
Yeah, especially since he's with like Don Callis, right? The Don Callis family. This is interesting. I maybe think they're on the way to push him. I don't know. Because, you know, Kyle's got a lot going on right now. Takeshita's got a lot going on right now. They're really like the stars of the Don Callis family. And, you know, you started to add more people. But like even Lance Archer's getting a lot of TV time. I was like, okay. What are we doing? Like Josh Alexander, he's a big free agent. Like we know what he's capable of. Like he had a fantastic run in TNA. Like what's the situation? I feel like something's not clicking here, but I'm hoping we'll get to it. Something's got to click immediately.
Yep. Well, we shall see. It definitely looks like Kyle though is going to be next up for that TNT championship.
At least
a shot at it. We'll talk about that when we get to our big time Kyle main event tonight. We had Gates of Agony beat the hell out of AR Fox. And
tonight?
Yes.
I missed that.
You completely missed that. So, all right, I'll break it down for you. We had Ricochet walking outside. He comes up to AR. Well, AR Fox comes up to him after their tag team match on Wednesday, where Ricochet left AR Fox stranded in the ring and he ended up eating a loss. AR Fox is like, what the hell, bro? You left me high and dry. And before he could get another word out, Gates of Agony just absolutely leveled him, kicked the crap out of him, left him for dead, and said, hey, we would like to go talk because Ricochet's looking for a crew, right? Ricochet wants some muscle around him. Gates of Agony would be some big ass muscles around Ricochet for sure. So I'm sorry you missed that, but actually you're a really big AR Fox supporter. So this is going to be like,
I know. Watching.
Why is it every person you love in AEW constantly gets their ass kicked already?
You know what? I love an underdog. You really have to like prove your point to me. Like you're a fighter. Like I like that. Man, so sucks for AR Fox, but you know, Ricochet needing that muscle to me is interesting because, you know, Ricochet, he's gotten great on the mic now. People love to hate him and also fantastic in the ring. So maybe an addition of some beefy guys would kind of just add this different element. But like, could you imagine them going up to the Hurt Syndicate? I can't.
I mean, look, Ricochet wants the muscle. So he wants people that he can use to his advantage, so yeah. he can ascend himself in singles competition. That's what he wants. At least that's how I'm reading into what he wants to do. He wants championship gold, but I think he wants singles gold. So he just needs some dudes who are scary looking
to back him up.
I think Gates of Agony would honestly would fit that role perfectly. Yeah. So I'm interested to see where that ends up going. We had Rocky Romero continue the Don Callis family overtures to Danny Garcia. Says, hey, maybe Adam Cole used you, got you a little bit close, so you get close to that TNT championship. You don't know if you ever really have a real friend, which set Daddy Magic off like, hey,
top liver?
He wanted to drop an F-bomb so bad tonight.
Yeah. They need to leave DG alone. Just let him do his thing. Like he's fine. He's fine with Daddy Magic. Honestly, they are the duo that keeps on giving. That's how I feel about that.
You just don't want Danny Garcia and the Don Callis family. Don't lie.
I don't, because why would you put him there? That makes no sense.
I mean, if they were going to turn him heel, they probably should have done it
with the Blackpool Combat Club when Bryan Danielson was going to give him that t-shirt.
I mean, well, back then, yes, but I'm like, he was definitely showing a more aggressive side during his feud with Adam Cole, right? So after losing the title, they should have immediately pulled the trigger on that. But I did like Daniel Garcia, as Brandon said in the chat, Danny's silence speaks volumes. Yeah. Tonight, definitely, it leaves you thinking that maybe he is considering an offer from the Don Callis family. So
that's too many people. There's like 28 people in that crew.
Yeah, but half of them are hurt. So you can never have enough depth. You can never have enough depth. You know, it's like a good baseball team. You can never have enough pitching.
Of course, you know, in a faction, you need your tag team, you need your trios, you need your singles competitor, you need your mixed tag team, you need like all of it. Just a variety. You need your Ring of Honor.
Don Callis family, it's like a plague, man. It's taking over. You know, it's just. I do agree with Chad in the chat, though. If he's going to turn heel, I'd like to see him on his own. Just kind of like we've seen Daniel Garcia in a group. We've seen Daniel Garcia in a heel group, and he kind of got lost in the shuffle after a while. So yeah. I was hoping his TNT title run would really kind of showcase him as a singles guy. Unfortunately, it wasn't. His run wasn't everything that I had hoped it would be. Not his fault in the slightest. The booking wasn't there.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see what happens this time. Of course, Adam Cole involved with the Don Callis family right now. We saw him earlier in the night defending his TNT championship against Josh Alexander. Could Kyle Fletcher be next? Because he won the Kyle Bowl tonight. The main event was Fletcher O'Reilly. The Battle of the Kyles. We had This Is Kyle Chance. We had Thank You Kyle Chance. We had a myriad of Kyle Chance tonight. As I said at the top of the show tonight, the crowd in Kent, Washington, they understood the assignment. They absolutely delivered. I don't know how either one of these men wrestled this match with a straight face. tonight, in all seriousness, because I would have been laughing my ass off. This is why they're performers and I'm not. I would have been laughing my ass off based off of how the crowd was reacting to this match.
I was laughing watching this match. Like, Kyle was like, Kyle Fletcher.
specifics,
last names. He was like, oh my God, they love me. They love me here in Seattle. I thought that was hilarious. And also, there was a moment where people were chanting, Kyle's awesome. Kyle sucks, which I was hilarious. They were just really, really creative. I think they did like, we Kyle people or like something like that. It was on the playoff. We hurt people. But man, it was just what a great main event for them. I'm sure they went back after that match and they were like on cloud nine. It was so good. I honestly think, I guess I didn't know what to expect going into this. I knew it was going to be a good match, but Kyle O'Reilly really surprised me. I think I forgot who he was for a little bit. I was like, okay, my bad, sir. Totally forgot. You were on 10 out of 10 always. He was great. But I really thought that Kyle Fletcher was picking up this win. I didn't think they were going to give it to O'Reilly. What did you think?
Oh, no, no. This one was never going to be a result that was in doubt for me. I really think they have, and by they, I mean Tony Khan, has really big plans for Kyle Fletcher down the line. This is a guy who's only in like his mid-20s, and he is ridiculously good. Like, this is a guy who has absolutely no ceiling whatsoever. This is a guy who could be TNT champion tomorrow, could be the unified champion, could beat Kenny Omega, could beat Kazuchika Okada, and I wouldn't bat an eye at it. His performance in the Continental Classic was spectacular, and he scored some big-time wins in there. His matches with Will Ospreay are just chef's kiss, you know, perfect. Like, this guy's got it, and him kind of separating himself from Will Ospreay and really kind of being like the standout performer in the Don Callis family has been really, really fun to watch. So no, I did not think for a second, no offense to Kyle O'Reilly, did I think
love Kyle O'Reilly.
Kyle O'Reilly. I did not think for a single second he was winning this matchup, but of course he didn't win this matchup.
Yeah.
Now there was some outside interference, right? They played the numbers game with this one. You had Lance Archer come down, get involved. Kyle ends up hitting Kyle with a brain buster. We get the Don Callis family getting ready to pounce on O'Reilly. Adam Cole runs down to make the save. You had Fletcher staring down the TNT championship saying, that's mine. That's mine. And I'm sitting here going, all in, please. Thank you very much. Because as with the stacked card that we already have, I think Kyle Fletcher and Adam Cole could steal the entire weekend.
Oh my God, that would be fantastic. And I agree with what you said. Like, right now, you can put any single title in AEW on Kyle Fletcher, and people would be like, yeah, that checks out. Like, he deserves to be that champion. He's ready. He's good. He's so well-spoken. Like, he speaks volumes about, you know, AEW. And just, he's a worker. Like, he represents that company. I'm cracking up because in the comments somebody was like, no offense to Kyle, but Kyle was winning.
I would have bet the house on Kyle winning. Would have bet
everything on Kyle.
I would have dropped my keys. I would have dropped, you know, the deed to the house. Yeah. I would have put it all on Kyle. Yes.
Yeah. And if you really want to elevate that title, no offense to Adam Cole, baby, but you put that title on Kyle Fletcher.
I would have Adam Cole win. I would have Adam Cole win. That's the kind of win that that Adam Cole's TNT title match and his reign needs.
Okay, but you're going to tell me.
He's only defended it three times.
You're going to tell me. Okay, but this is what I'm saying. Like, the run that Adam Cole has had with that title, I don't remember anything right now. Nothing.
He's only had three defenses.
Nothing memorable about those three defenses. About his run so far. Yes, a victory against Kyle Fletcher would
at all in put him
at all in a big crowd would be like, oh wow, like Adam Cole did that, you know? But it's not believable to me that right now Adam Cole is on the same level of Kyle Fletcher.
Which is insane because it's Adam Cole.
Exactly. I know it's Adam Cole. Just like I forgot who Kyle Fletcher was tonight. I mean, who Kyle O'Reilly was tonight. Like,
you get your Kyles crossed.
See, there's so many Kyles going on tonight. But it's just, you have that type of match, you have to give it to Kyle Fletcher. I love Adam Cole, but you can't keep it on Adam Cole. Unless you have Adam Cole beat Kyle Fletcher, but then you give Adam Cole the best run ever. Because these past months that he's been champion has not been significant. And that's no shade to Adam Cole, baby. I love Adam Cole.
God, has it already been months?
Has it been months? Has it been a month, too? It's got to be like two, right?
Hang on. Let me check. Let me check how long it's been.
Somebody put it in the comments, guys. How long is Adam
Cole? The roster. He has had the belt for 76 days.
Okay, like 2 months.
Yeah, so he won it at Dynasty on April 6th. So he's defended it three times in 76 days. Three times. He needs to win. But at the same time, as somebody brought up in the chat, kind of feel like this iteration of the Don. There we go. It was Mikey. This iteration of the Don Callis family kind of needs the win as well. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't. If you book that matchup, if you put it on All In, I don't envy Tony Khan and making the decision of, you know. I feel like, again, I would lean toward Adam Cole because I feel like you have the time to be patient with Kyle Fletcher because, again, he is still so young, but he also is ready. So I feel like you could pull the trigger on him at any time.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe a guy like Adam Cole, you need to remind people who this guy is, what he's capable of doing, and who he's capable of beating. And again, I would lean toward.
You've had three matches to remind people.
You've only given him three matches to remind
people. You say that like one match is nothing. Like people have had one match that people remember for the rest of their lives. You know, three matches, that's a good amount of matches for you to be, you know, champion. I get it. But whoever the best person will win that night, you know, it'll be a justified win because I know they'll both really, really go into it. But I'm going with Kyle Fletcher on that one.
So let's see. I believe all of his title defenses were on Collision. I think so.
Yeah, Shout out to you, Adam Cole, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, they did have Cole and Fletcher end in a disqualification on May 28th. So let's run that back and give them more than 9 minutes. At All In and see if we can have a definitive finish. But that was the second title defense, and then his third one was tonight against Josh Alexander. His first one was against Claudio on Collision back in the April 17th. So he's not been booked in a lot of title defenses,
and that's not his fault.
No,
yeah,
it's kind of very similar to how Daniel Garcia was booked after he won the TNT championship, which is kind of makes me happy that they're unifying the Continental and the International championship, because I feel like with one of those out of the equation, the TNT championship will get more time to be elevated back to the level that it was when you had Cody Rhodes win that belt, when you had,
dang, I forgot Cody had it.
Cody was one of the OGs.
Cody, the OG. Shout out to you, Cody.
Yeah, when oh my God.
You think Cody watched this on Collision, on the Collision post show?
No. Why can't I think of his name? I can see his face. Oh. This guy won it like 40, when Darby Allin, not he, he wasn't the one I was thinking of, but when Darby Allin had it, right? When, who's married to Ty? To
Sammy Guevara?
Thank you. When Sammy Guevara had the dang belt, right? Like, it was a much higher elevated title than where it is currently right now. Right now, it kind of feels like fourth place out of the men's singles titles that they have right now. And that was supposed to be a title that, I mean, back when Miro had it, thank you, Pile Driver. I mean, that was.
I know Joe had it. I'm looking right here. Scorpio Sky had it for a minute.
Yeah. Dang. We could bring Scorpio Sky back anytime now, by the way.
Yeah. Where is he?
That's a great question.
Gauntlet?
Great question. I'd love to see Scorpio Sky back. That guy has just been chilling. Of all the people that have been chilling, he's been chilling longer than anybody.
Yeah. I need to see him and Ricochet.
Quit giving me ideas.
That would be so good.
Quit getting my hopes up.
Mike Bailey. It's just like ice cream flavors. You're just like, throwing ideas out there. What am I going to put on my Sunday today?
You're saying you want some Scorpio Sky on a Sunday? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying you could make, there's so much variety. You could build your perfect Sunday. You could build a banana split. Like, the options are there. You make your own creation.
I'm going to leave that one alone. Iridian, what do you got going on for the fine folks to check out?
You guys can head over to my YouTube channel, Rest Friends. That's W-R-E-S-T Friends. And you can watch my vlogs, my interviews, everything wrestling related. You can get my opinions and vlogs on all things there. And of course, follow me on social media at Iridian underscore Fierro. Rick, what you got going on? I know you got some interviews. I know you got some articles. What's up?
Oh my God, I got a lot. I'm part of the reason why I'm so burnt out is because I've basically been writing nonstop. So recently I spoke with Charlotte Flair, I spoke with Athena, and I spoke with Zelina Vega. All of the articles that I have written thus far are available now on the Takedown on SI. Also, please guys, subscribe to the Takedown on SI YouTube channel. We got a lot that's up there right now. In the last week, we've dropped interviews with The Undertaker and Michelle McCool. My full interview with Athena went live yesterday. So that is up there now to check out. She is just absolutely spectacular to talk to. It's a really, really great interview. It's entertaining. It's worth your time. Please check that out. Give us a subscribe. My bits of my article, my interview with Charlotte are going to be dropping here shortly. And my interview with Zelina is up in its entirety right now as well, ahead of her big matchup tomorrow night on SmackDown, where she's defending her U.S. championship against Julia. Looking forward to that one. Going to be a lot of great women's matches this weekend, so I am excited for that. So again, that's the Takedown on SI YouTube channel. Give us a like, give us a follow, subscribe, all of that good stuff. Turn the notifications on so you don't miss any of our content. And do the same thing right here for the Fightful YouTube channel, if you haven't already. But if you're joining us here tonight, I have a feeling you are a loyal subscriber already. And we thank you guys so much for the support. Thanks for joining us here on a Thursday. I am not Blake Christian. Why is this a thing? Why is this a thing?
Oh, I have the screenshot. It's a Cresta.
Oh, my God.
I am cracking up. Honestly, and Rick's going to be doing meet and greets at StarCast. Sorry, or Blake Christian.
I would have the shortest line of anybody there.
Maybe with that attitude. No optimism at all.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to have to interview Blake Christian now just to end this. Yeah. And then I'm going to just bring up the fact that there are people who think that we look alike, and then he's going to get very depressed that people think that he looks like me. Oh, see what y'all going to just ruin this man's confidence.
10 out of 10.
Take care, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Bye, guys.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.